Rating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobbenmeyer.
National Day of Prayer, whatever that means. National Day of Prayer. You know what I'd like to have? I'd like to have a National Day of Action. I wonder who could we get that could head up and organize a national figure that would organize a National Day of Action, huh? Because can I tell you what? You guys know. I just tell you the truth, okay? You don't have to agree with me. You can get mad. I don't care. I think one of the greatest fraud. Coach, do you have to say it? Okay, I'll say that. Yeah. Okay, Lord. See, I think what do they call it? The March for Life, the 59th annual March for Life. I think the National Day of Prayer is just kind of that same way. I think it's just a token of the fact that we don't get anything done, and because we don't do anything, we set aside a day to pray. We don't even take that seriously. Sorry. A lot of people, I think, like to go. Oh, Lord. I'm just telling you the truth, okay? A lot of people just like to go and be publicly seen. Go be part of the National Day of Prayer and read a poem and act like that. Act like prayer alone is going to win the day. Folks, it just didn't win the day. I'm sorry. Faith without works. Prayer without works. Who's the national figure that's going to rise up and have a national day of action? When's that going to happen? How about a national day to end abortion? Not a march, not just a march. How about a national day where everybody goes and surrounds their local Planned Parenthood and doesn't let it open? How about one of those days? How about a national day of blocking transgenders from getting in our libraries? How about a national day of that? How about a national day where we went somewhere and demanded the end of child trafficking? How about an end to that? How about a national day of stop the homo agenda in our public schools? And everybody went to their schools and they gathered around their schools and they wouldn't let the kids come into the schools until the schools buckled and into. See, I think prayer empowers action. You understand what I'm telling you? Jesus said, say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. Don't doubt in your heart. You shall have whatsoever you sayeth, but you might have to go get a shovel or a skid steer from Randy and you might have to move it. It won't just automatically. Folks, I've been around a long time. Mountains don't just move. They don't just automatically move. Big holes in your driveway don't just fill. It just doesn't happen. All right. Government doesn't just all of a sudden begin to do the right thing. Churches don't. Anybody picking up what I'm laying down? Larry wants to say something.
Amen.
Huh? Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. I want to say, man, you're hitting the nail on the head that all these other things need attention too. But my goodness, we need more than one day on each of them. Oh, I mean, when you go in to stop something, stay there till it's stopped.
Larry, brother, that's what I'm saying. Hey, I wish Mark Harrington was in here. Maybe somebody can help me. How many marches for life have we had? See, 1973, they had the first one in 74. So that would be how many years? 45, would that be right? Somebody look that up for me.
If it started in 74, then it would be 47 years.
47 years we've been marching to end abortion. 47 years been marching. Every year we go march. We take busloads of people, we go to Washington, D.C., and we march. And the politicians come and they say, we're going to end up with that, right? 47 years. How about a national day of putting prayer back in the schools? When are we going to have that one? Let's have a national day of people showing up and demanding prayer be put back in their schools. Anybody for that one? Let's for that one. How about a national day of ending pornography as free speech? Anybody want a national day of that? See, the easiest thing to do is, that's why a lot of people don't like this show, right? Because when it's over, you're convicted. That's okay. You need to be convicted. Hey, go real quick here, Spencer. Go to my Facebook page, my own personal Facebook page. Because I was in one of those moods this morning. I was up at 3 a.m. Don't ask me why. I was up at 3 a.m. And from the time I got up, I got rolling. Okay, I've been on this mood all day. Spencer's going to get it up there for me because I'm going to show you two memes that I posted. We have to push back. We have to push back. I'm tired, folks. I'm tired of this term. Bear with me a second, okay? Coach, you must share the truth in love. My dear friends, the truth is love. Lying to someone is not love. Lying to someone is not love. Jesus is truth. Anytime you share truth, you share love. They are in Jesus is truth. God is love. When you speak the truth, that is love. You're not speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth is love. Love. And then like hate. True. Folks, they have silenced the mouth of the church because we want to be loved so much. So I put two things up there today. There you are. Thanks, Spencer. I said America needs more hate. Hey, can somebody say amen out there? America amen. Needs amen. More hate. Amen. We need more amen. Hate.
When you speak amen. Jesus, you're bringing hatred upon yourself because they amen. Hate Jesus. They're going to hate you. When you speak truth, you're going to be hated.
America needs more hate, I said. I hate pedophilia. I hate lying. I hate stealing. I hate harming children. I hate tyranny. I hate adultery. Can you add anything to the list? Hey, I'm a proud hater. Got that right, Wing Watch? I'm a proud hater. I'm a proud hater. What's the one below that? What did I post maybe 15 minutes before that? Hate can be a good thing. Some things should be hated, church.
Amen, hey, church.
Some things should be hated. God hates all workers of iniquity. Psalm 5.
Amen.
Go there, Spencer. Take that hate issue up with God. Call me a hater. I don't care. Call me a hater. Psalm 5. What's Psalm 5 say? Hey, I'm all over it today. Relax. I'll back off here in a second, okay? Yeah, Stephanie, I hate Satan. I hate everything he does. I hate everybody and everything that promotes evil. No, listen. Yes, I hate them. Did you hear what I said? I don't just hate pedophilia, but folks, I hate to tell you this. I hate the pedophile. I hate the guy who would go out and have his way with an underage child. And if your church taught you to love guys like that, there's something wrong
Amen.
With you. There's something wrong with you. Give ear to my word, Psalm 5 says, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning where I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. Okay, Lord, here comes my prayer this morning, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell where you are, Lord. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, because you, Lord, hatest all workers of iniquity. Folks, do you see that? He doesn't just hate the sin. If they've been telling you in the church that God hates the sin and loves the sinner, they've been lying to you, friends. They've been lying to you. You cannot separate the two. Now, I love people so much that I want to see the sinner saved. But I'm not going to be foolish enough to continue to go around and tell him that God loves him in his evil condition. Folks, that just is not biblical. I'm sorry. It isn't biblical. He is an enemy of the cross. And God himself, God, look at this. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, Lord, David said, because you, Lord, hatest all workers of iniquity. Let me ask you, friends, on the great judgment day when you all stand before the Lord in that white throne judgment, what gets thrown into the lake of fire? The sin or the sinner? Huh? Huh? Come on, man. Oh, my goodness. You, Lord, destroy them that speak leasing. Why? Because the Lord does more than just hate. He abhors the bloody and deceitful men. Folks, he doesn't just hate the sin. He abhors. Am I reading out of the wrong Bible here? Do I have a different Bible than the rest of you? Do I have a different Bible than that 6-foot weenie that stands in your church and tells you how much God loves them? Maybe I'm wrong. John Diamond, am I wrong? Somebody help me here. Am I wrong?
No, sir, you're on it. That's the problem. These churches are preaching half-truths. And what is a half-truth? It's a half-lie.
For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of the transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put thy trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hey, somebody help me out here. You're getting mad at me because I'm just reading the scriptures. I'm just reading the word. It may not be what your pastor learned in his cemetery that he went to. It may not do what it may not be the friendship evangelism word that he's using to build his big kingdom. It may not be that, but this Bible says, I just read it again, Psalm 5. Go back down to Psalm 5, verse 5. For thou, foolish, shall not stand in thy sight, Lord, thou. That means you hatest all workers of iniquity. I called you in, John, then shut up. Come on in, John.
Hey, Coach. Hey,
I hope that was worth the money right there. That rant was worth the money right there, boys. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Romans 12:9. Let me read you just a couple versions here. Love must be sincere. Then it says, hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. The New Living Translation says this: don't just pretend to love each other, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tight to what is good. So when you understand evil and sin is going to send people to hell, you are loving them by telling them that. And that's what the church has lost with this whole friendship, you know, half-truths that we're given.
So John, help me out here. So while some big fat, burly cross-dresser is in the library dressed as a woman reading to the kids, I'm supposed to go in there and tell them how much Jesus loves them? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Somebody help me, because if I'm missing, I want to get right here. Will somebody want? Am I supposed to go in there and tell them how much Jesus loves them, that he has a wonderful plan for their life? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Or am I supposed to go in there and stop what the destruction of those little minds? Can I tell you why? Because verse 5 said that God hates it. He hates those that are doing that to those little kids. Wow. I'm. Hey, go watch somebody else. Go listen to another show. Come on in, Reggie.
Thank you, Coach. I just, when you were talking, I went and posted that on, I mean, that needs to go viral. I posted it. But I want to tell you, forever, I have been told, you know, you have so much anger. You're so hateful. Nobody's going to listen to you. It has never stopped me, because I have always told everybody, I love you. This is why I'm angry. Everybody needs to be angry. This is why I'm angry. Forgive me now, because you got me fired up now, Coach. You got me fired up.
I woke up fired up.
Yeah, I walked into my kids' high school 2-3 months ago. They hate me in there. Because I pointed every single one of them. I got in their faces. I told them they're all weak. They're all weak sheep, and they need to be protecting these kids. People need to wake up. People need to stand up. People need to open their mouth and point the finger at people. Sorry.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Reggie. Come on in, Paul, then Jeff. And then, well, I got my, hang on. Hang on a second. Hang okay. on here a second. Hang on a second. I'm going to stay. When this rant's over, you hang in there. I got some stuff to show you. I'm going to show you what got me riled up here. Bear with me. I'm going to let you vent. Come on in, Paul. You can vent.
No, I was just going to say, I think, you know, now this can be done on purpose, but people look at John 3:16 and they see love. They think there's several definitions of love. You know, God had concern for the world.
Right.
But not necessarily a love like that means a, like you say to someone, you have concern for them. And that's what God had. He had concern for the world. Doesn't mean he loves everybody.
Well, not only that, Paul, he told us to love not the world, didn't he?
Yeah. But it's a concern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not his will that any man should die. But
it's more than that, Paul. It's past tense. Past tense. It's not current tense.
It doesn't say God loves the world. It said he loved
the world. Well, he loved the world when he created, you know, but that's why he sent Christ into the world.
Hey, we got some bad theology in here, boys and girls. Bad theology. Hey, can I tell you something? I'm a proud hater. I'm a proud hater. Come on in, Rochelle, then Jeff. I'm a proud hater.
Good morning, team. I'm looking at Malachi 2:9, and he's speaking to the priest. Malachi's angry because the priests were supposed to be God's messengers, and they had a huge influence, but they favored people to break the law, and they never confronted them because they were dependent on these people for their support. However, their ignorance was wholly inexcusable. This is what Malachi says. I have made you despised and humiliated in the eyes of all the people, for you have not obeyed me, but have shown partiality in your interpretation of the law.
Yeah. That's right.
So, you know, they you see them playing favorites and running over all of us with their agenda. And if people don't start to return the same kind of anger or passion back, we're just going to continue to get run over.
All right. All right. Come on in here. Come on in here, Jeff.
Coach, thanks for that this morning. My next trip to the square to see all Satan's little imps.
Yep.
There are 30 minutes. It'll be the war wagon, the Bible, and Psalms 5.
Psalm 5. God hates them. Okay, listen. Okay, here's where I was going this morning. God, it's 7:18 already. Hey, pull it up, ball of confusion. Pull it up, Spence. Hey, folks, here's what we're dealing with, okay? Hey, Spencer, play it at about 1.5 speed, and I think we can get it. And listen, if you're watching on YouTube, they may ban it because, you know, we haven't used their copyright. People play my stuff all the time. They don't get copyright to do it. What's that all about, right? Folks, listen. Are y'all looking at me? I'm looking at all of you. I don't know if you're all looking at me. Hey, folks. Confusion is sweeping churchianity. Confusion. Listen, we don't even know what God loves anymore. We don't even know what God hates anymore. And they're teaching us in church that we're supposed to love things God hates. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. And they want to stay with me because this has gone somewhere with me. OK, I got a clip I got to show you today. Before we play this, let me thank you, Lord. Calm me down here a second. Hey, Lord, I'm going to show you guys an interview of Caitlyn Jenner on TV with Sean Hannity, the conservative deacon himself. Sean Hannity gives us Caitlyn Jenner and calls her she and her because Caitlyn Jenner, the transgender cross-dressing freak, pardon me, is running for governor. And Sean Hannity gave him airtime yesterday. Have you guys seen it? Have you guys seen it? So now in this ball of confusion that we're living in, we are going to promote Caitlyn Jenner as governor. Why? Because Caitlyn has conservative values. See, conservatism is pretend salt. You know the shirt? You seen my shirt? Conservatism is pretend salt. Hey, folks, Bruce Jenner, how many children do you think Bruce Jenner has been responsible for leading into transgenderism? Not just him personally, but him being out front and riding herd on the whole transgender debate. How many kids today are now confused about their sexuality because of Bruce Jenner, and he wants to be governor, and Hannity gives him a platform. Ball of confusion. Go ahead, play it.
People moving up, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, run, run,
but you sure can't hide. And I, boy, and I, a 2 for 2, vote for me, and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well,
the only person talking about love, my brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher.
Amen.
Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Sound so shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
Ball of confusion. Why is it a ball of confusion? Because the confusion's in the church. The church doesn't know right from wrong. The church doesn't understand love from hate. The church has no idea how to be salt rather than sugar. We have no idea. Now, this is from the Temptations, probably back in the mid-60s. I don't know. I'm guessing. But there's nothing new under the sun. By the way, I got a lot of verses I could pull up here about confusion and deception. Where do you think that comes from, my dear friends? What do we know that the enemy wants to do? Why, he wants to sow confusion, right? Yeah, yeah. So let's get our good friend Caitlyn Jenner up here. Caitlyn, this, folks, this was on Sean Hannity last night. Now listen, Spencer played at 1.75. Hey friends, are y'all looking at me? Are y'all looking at me? Caitlyn Jenner's a man. Bruce Jenner is a man. Now, I want you to watch something here. This, folks, this is how dark and devious the devil is. Boy, that's an alliteration. Dark and devious the devil is. Because we're going to show an interview, I'm sorry, a commercial, first of all, of Bruce Jenner running for governor. And they show him, are you ready? Running as an Olympic male. And we watch it, and conservative Fox News and conservative Sean Hannity gives him a platform. I hate to play this much video for you, but you gotta watch this because here's what's going on. Transgender Bruce Jenner, who has led countless children to sexual hell, is now selling himself as a conservative. And we're buying it. Go ahead and play it.
It's governors now facing a recall election. The people of California will have a critical decision to make. Now, one candidate, Caitlyn Jenner, is vowing a new path, a new vision forward for the people of California. Take a look.
California needs a disruptor, a compassionate disruptor. I came here with a dream 48 years ago to be the greatest athlete in the world. Now I enter a different kind of race, arguably my most important one yet, to save California. I want to carry the torch for the parents who had to balance work and their child's education, for business owners who were forced to shut down, for pastors who were not able to be with their congregation, for the family who lost their home in a fire, for an entire generation of students who lost a year of education. This past year has redefined our career politicians as elitists and the people of California as the warriors, the kings, and the angels. We never take kindly to glass ceilings here. Instead, we shatter them.
This one's way out there.
We're the trailblazers, the innovators. California is facing big hurdles. Now we need leaders who are unafraid to leap to new heights. Who are unafraid to challenge and to change the status quo. I want to prove that it is absolutely possible if we only do it together. California, it's time to reopen our schools, reopen our businesses, reopen the Golden Gates. So I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, I'm running to be governor for all Californians. To reclaim our true identity, to bring back the gold to the Golden State.
I want a tremendous victory.
Now is the time to achieve that summit, to be the shining city on the hill, and together we'll restore and renew the California dream.
So just how will Caitlin restore that California dream, and can she actually beat the state's very powerful Democratic machine? One note, by the way, moments ago, Caitlin wrapped up a private event with supporters. They decided to stick around. Welcome all of you. Good to see you. Thank you for being here. And Caitlin Jenner now joins us.
Wait a second. After that opening?
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
That's the campaign.
Yeah. I'm moving on. Yeah, that was the scariest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Freeze it. Hey, friends, just in case you don't know this, you're looking at a man. All right? Let me say it again. You're looking at a man. Friends, you're looking at a man. Go ahead.
It is true. It absolutely is true. First of all, I got a gift.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
I love gifts. I ran into the face mask thing out here in California, so I thought I would get you one.
Hannity supports Caitlin. He's not allowed to. He's on the news. Okay.
Recalled Gavin Newsom.
By the way, I support the recall. Yeah. Let me be very clear.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing when you think about it. I just have such respect for athletes. You know, you didn't win the gold in 72. You came back in 76, and you won the gold. A great Olympian, a great champion. And you really, I always say politics is a blood sport.
Yes.
And a part of me says, what the hell are you thinking? This is hard.
It was not an easy decision. It took an awfully long time. I've always been involved in politics for the LGBT community. I used to go back. But in 1973, I graduated from college in Iowa. I packed up my 63 VW bug and drove across the country, everything I owned in the backseat. And I was coming to California, the Golden State. I went to San Jose. Why? Because San Jose was where all the great athletes lived. I had met him in my first Olympics in 1972. And me as a decathlete, I wanted to learn from all these other great athletes. In fact, in 1976, we placed fifth as a nation with three gold medals, a silver and a bronze within a 5-mile radius of my house. I put myself with some of these great athletes and I learned so much. I want to do the same thing now. I want to take that same fight, that same spirit, go to Sacramento, surround myself with some of the smartest people out there. I am an outsider. I understand that. Smartest people out there, because now I'm in a race for solutions. I need to find solutions to be able to turn this state around. I absolutely love this state. I'm a fighter. Always have been. I come from a long line of fighters. My grandfather was in World War I, was in the dead pile. Somebody was walking by and heard a moan, and they said, oh my God, somebody's alive in here, and pulled him out, and he wound up going on to live a very good life.
Dead pile, I mean, they thought he was dead.
He thought he was dead. Yeah, he had the tag on his foot and everything. But went on to live a good life. My father, when he was 19, in fact, welcome to my hangar. This is actually my hangar. I have pictures on the wall of my father over there when he was 19.
Okay, you can
when
World War II was breaking out. Spencer. I'll put it in the chat. You guys, folks, do you understand the deception? You guys understand the deception and the ball of confusion that we're seeing here right now? Now, let's ask ourselves a question. I don't know. I'm not trying to cast aspersions at anybody. Can anybody explain to me why Sean Hannity would have him on? Can anybody explain that? Right? Bruce Jenner.
He's got R by his name.
Bruce Jenner just said that he's been fighting in politics for the LGBT. In other words, he has been on the other team, friends. He's been on the other team. And now he wants to run because why? I don't know why. Because he's got an R on his chest now. Can you see the deception? Can you see it? Can we understand it? Somebody come in and help me. Hey, listen, I dug myself such a big hole today. I don't care. I'm gonna speak the truth. I don't care who I piss off. Sorry if I use that word. I don't care. I'm gonna speak the truth no matter what. I'm gonna quit going around playing games, acting like Jesus loves everybody and everything, and that we don't have any recourse except just to accept everything. Because, by the way, that's the way the government is. We got to follow them. I'm up to my ears in it. I'm up to my ears in it. Come on in, Randy, and then Mike Heath. Listen, I'll get you all in there, but Randy hasn't spoken yet, neither has Mike. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I don't have much to say except one thing. We'll get through this, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. God is going to—he's finishing breaking and dividing the ones that will stand for truth and the ones that won't. This is just another hammer, Coach. But I mean,
Randy,
that's all it is. Hammer breaking.
I'm going to be criticized. Have been criticized by Christians because I won't call him Caitlin. You understand that, folks? Do you understand how deep the deception is? That the church would rather accept him and his lie and ruin the minds of children than to be looked at as if you were mean by not calling him Caitlin. Come on in, Governor Heath.
Hey, there were the angels couldn't find 10 righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's right.
There were five cities on that plain. And you know what's there today?
Sulfur.
Yeah, that was like 4,000 years ago. You think it can't happen to the United States of America? Of course it can. And you're taking on the signature issue of Satan that is bringing this nation to its knees. And I'm not sure it's going to rise from its knees. First of all, it needs to get on its knees and repent. Anyway, enough.
But Mike.
Great work.
Our bastion of conservatism gave this crossdresser a platform.
Yeah, and I was in the heart of darkness in Augusta, Maine on Tuesday night where the rhinos were running an insurrection and the Christians and the libertarians gathered together and put it down. You know, we're going to win.
The ball of confusion. Randy, we're going to win, Randy. I see Randy nodding. I'm telling you, we're going to win. Hey, sorry, all you pre-trib rapturers. We're going to win. The rapture ain't coming, but we're going to win. Come on in. Let's see. Larry, come on in. Then Jeff again.
Yeah, you know, the question is why did Sean Hannity give this guy airtime and everything? The question is, what are we going to do? Not about Sean Hannity. What are we going to do about the evil? And you know, we allow ourselves to get sidetracked to trying to chase down why fours and wherefores when it should be directions we're asking for instead of why fours and wherefores.
I'm with you, Larry. Reggie, come on in. Or is it Reggie? Is that what I said? Reggie, then Jeff.
Yeah, there was a comment made by my brother, Brett, meaning the Republican Party needs to stand up. Here's the thing, folks. I'm going to explain something to you, something that I know, and it comes from dealing with satanically ritually abused kids from this elite system. Democrat and Republican are the same face of the same two faces of the same coin. You've got to get this out of your head. It is we the people, not the Democrats. Not the Republicans. There are Luciferian elite politicians in both parties. And the reason that two-party system was set up is to keep us running in circles.
I'm with you, Reggie. I'm with you. Reggie.
Amen, Reggie.
I think we're
on that. Hey, Reggie, I want to reply to that. I could care less about the Republican Party. I said the Republican Party needs to reboot Bruce, the man. Both parties are evil. Okay. I hate both parties. So I'm going to spend the rest of my life connecting we the people at the local level to help in different areas and only the truth. And it starts with everybody's own individual salvation. What do you believe about Jesus on the cross?
Amen.
That's it.
Amen, Brett.
So somebody help me out with this. Folks, listen, I'm not making a joke. Okay. I'm not saying a joke. By the way, if you take your hand down, if you don't want me to call, I'm looking at hands that are still up there. If you still want to speak again, that's okay. Listen, can somebody explain to me, please? I'm serious as a judge. Well, I can't even say that anymore. I'm really, really serious. I'm serious as my wife when she's baking a cake. Why does the church think it's Christian to call Bruce Jenner Caitlyn? Why does the church think that's Christian? Can somebody help me out with that? I'm serious as a cake baker. Why does the church think that's Christian? Anybody have an answer? Anybody? Jeff, your hands. Come on in, Jeff. You don't have to answer that question. Your hand's been up a while.
Well, it's easier just to give in to Satan. Here's the message this morning. It's disgusting on Fox News. Ainsley Earnhardt, supposed to be the Christian lady that does her little Bible studies and all those commercials they do about her. She said today, oh, my heart goes out to her. And I'm sitting there saying, him. And she said, his message is there's millions of kids committing suicide because they're stuck in that transgender thing, and they need to express themselves. It'll free all these children. And then she said, her pastor said this about her, that she's doing God's work, and that come judgment day, she'll be able to get into the kingdom of heaven because she has done right and run the race and helped all these millions of children enter into that transgender world. It was disgusting.
This is wicked, folks. It's wicked. Is David Arthur in here today? I don't know. David's traveling. He's probably not in here. Folks, this deception, this ball of confusion is I'm sorry. I'm scrolling down trying to see if he's. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this ball of confusion, folks. Not only that this ball of confusion is out there, but that we take part in it. That we call Bruce Jenner Caitlyn. We take folks. We deny science. We do. You and I do. You and I do. Right. You and I do. I'll never call Bruce Jenner Caitlyn. As long as I live, I'll never do it. I'll never do it. Ever, ever, ever do it. Come on in, Craig.
Hey, Coach, wasn't it in David's testimony that the prison guard refused to call him Paige and that was a transformational point in his?
Where is David Arthur when I need him? Yes, that's part of David Arthur's. The prison guard would not call David Arthur when he was in jail. He would not call David Arthur Page. He said, no. What's the name your mama gave you? What's the name your mama gave you? And so the prison guard stood up to David, and David began to think again, right? It's delusion and confusion. It's a ball of confusion. I'm going to text somebody. Somebody, I'll text David right now. Said we're talking about you. Who wants to come in here? Bobby, let's see. Man, there's a bunch of you. Bobby Lee, come on in, yes. Clay.
Yeah, David Arthur would say, parents putting your kid on the yellow school bus to hell. And I'll say that, like I always have, you parents couldn't wait to send your kids to college. And most of them came out as socialist communist teachers teaching your kid that mass homosexual butt sex is a fabulous thing. You parents need to own this and to pay for your kids' college for their 4 to 6 year party experience is on your shoulder.
Yeah, they've lied to us, Bobby. They've lied to us. Don't send your kids to college. Send them to become an auto mechanic. Send them to work on heavy equipment. Send them to be a concrete man. Send them to be a plumber. Send them to be whatever. Send them where they learn to do something rather than just get their minds brainwashed. Come on in, Clay. I just texted David. I don't know if he's even awake. I don't even know if he's up. I'm going to tell you this. I wonder this. Are you listening, Right Wing Watch? I wonder if Bruce Jenner was molested somewhere along the line. Huh? I wonder what happened. What takes you from the cereal box Wheaties to Fruit Loops? What happens? Something happens, folks, from the Wheaties box to Fruit Loops. And we buy right in. Boy, they're going to ban me as sure as ever. Clay, did I say you? I got a bunch of them. Hey, listen, folks, if you don't want to say anything, please take your hand down. Go ahead. I'm getting confused. I'm in a bowl of confusion here this morning.
Yeah, the Bible says there's a season for all things, right? Is there also a time for love and a time for hate?
That's what it says.
And you know as well as I do, you know, on the football field, Coach, and you get out there and you're faced off with your opponents, show too much love, you're on the field with dirt all over you and a few bruises. So if we face off, start
coming upon us. We better show too much love.
Hey, Clay, get rid of that Walmart phone, will you? Get rid of that Walmart phone. We can't even hear you. David Arthur, come on in here. Come on in here, David.
What's David, up?
What we're ripping on, Caitlyn Jenner this morning. I don't know if you saw his interview last night on Fox News. He's going to run for governor, and he's now Mr. Conservative. And say, David, I want to say H-E-L-L. I'm not going to. Everybody think that word because I'm thinking it, okay? What the – that word is going on, David.
We just talked about this the other day with somebody, and guess what? If Arnold Schwarzenegger can run, then so can Bruce. I don't know what else to say. I mean,
David, you missed it. Bruce was on Sean Hannity last night. Sean Hannity promoting him as Mr. Conservative. Hey David, just curious. Do you think Bruce Jenner has been responsible for leading any children into confusion, David? What do you think?
Absolutely. Anybody that calls themselves Caitlin, he's Bruce. He will always be Bruce. When he dies, and in 100 years they dig up his body, they're going to find the body of a man, right? The remains of a man, of Bruce Jenner. I mean, I don't know. I don't really even know what to say. I think it's just part of the same thing that Hollywood is constantly doing, is constantly putting forth people who are bad examples, who are foul examples, and who aren't conservative. There is absolutely no way that Bruce Jenner can be conservative as long as he's dressing like a woman.
Conservative is pretend salt, folks. It's not Christianity. Now, David,
right.
One question. The reason we got talking about you is you, in your testimony, say that it was a prison guard who refused to call you Paige that got you thinking. Is that right, David?
Absolutely, because he wouldn't accept the lie. He didn't compromise at all. See, that's the biggest message with people is even when we were at in Pennsylvania and an older man came up and he says, you know, my granddaughter is really going through something, and it took me 2 years to call her the boy name, and I got up, I said, well, why are you doing that? Why are you compromising? Why are you feeding into that lie? If we feed into that lie, if we're going to call Bruce Caitlin, then we might as well put our Bibles down and stop complaining about whatever else is going on and just go with the flow like the rest of the world.
Oh man. Hey David, I'm in trouble this morning. I'm telling you, Facebook's going after me, YouTube's going after me, my tube, his tube, their tube, way tube, underwear tube. They're all going after me because we're speaking way too much truth here today, David. Way too much. And I've been talking all morning about a ball of confusion. Christians, okay, listen, folks, are you looking at me? Because I'm going to tell you something right now from the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible says that you are without excuse. Can I tell you why you are without excuse? Because you know things that the lost don't know. You know the truth.
That's right.
And, accept lies. You know the truth and you accept lies. Right, folks?
You know what it says, Coach? Romans 1. It says that he places that truth within us. Right? He places that truth within us from the very beginning. So some of us might scream louder than it, try to drown it out, deny it, right? But it doesn't change our heterosexual design. It doesn't change the God's design. So just because we choose, see, that was one of the things that really let me know, look, hey, guess what? I always knew that something wasn't quite right. I always knew. I didn't call it sin because I didn't know what sin was, but I knew that something wasn't quite right. And it only took that one moment, that one download when he let me know that, hey, you're living not just in sin, but you're in opposition to my very intent of creating you a male.
You knew that inside. Right? You knew that. It was inherent. You knew that inside you. Hey, friends, can I tell you something? Okay. I'll go there, Lord. I will go there. Okay. Listen, Your son isn't living with his girlfriend. He's living with a slut. I'm sorry. Your son's living with a slut. And you're approving of it. Because we've adopted the sins of the world and let everybody know that Jesus loves them just the way they are, church. Then a guy like me seems like radical, hateful. You pick the adjective. You pick the adverb. The truth of the matter is America is full of kids who've been raised in Christian homes who are fornicators, and nobody will say anything about it. Come on in, Dale. Save me. Save me, Dale.
Brother, I can't save you, but you're over the target. We're so afraid to offend the hearer than the one who is the healer. We're more afraid to offend our company than we are that we're offending the cross. We're more afraid to offend some, but yet we are offending our Savior. And these boys, amen, those girls, they might be sluts, but he's a whoremonger.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, I won't. Yeah, I want to say it, but I won't. Come on in, Luann. I want to say it, but I won't.
Amen. Anyway, I remember years ago when I was growing up, my grandmother would teach me. She'd tell me, no matter what you do, whatever you do to somebody else, you do unto God. Everything. My mother, on the other hand, was total opposite of her. So they had me confused for quite a few years until I actually had a relationship with God that I have now. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, what a difference. I raised my kids right just like my grandmother raised me. And my kids are so good for it. I mean, yeah, they still got some growing to do, so don't we all? But for the most part, if they just stop with the crap saying, oh, well, just let it be.
Why do we approve of it? Why do we approve of it?
Exactly.
Amen. Exactly. Amen. Reggie, come on back in. Mike Heath, you still want to get back in? You're next if you do. I'm looking for something. I'm listening as I'm looking. Go ahead.
Reggie. Oh, I didn't have my hand up.
Well, it's just you did. Jack McCarthy, come on in.
Silence is consent. That's all we need to know. Silence is consent.
Silence is consent. So I'm looking right now. Where is it? I'm sorry. Who's in it? Larry, you want in there? Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, you know how I like logic and like to look at things logically. Well, why did the quote the churches, I call them satanic social clubs, why do they think it's a good thing to call that man, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn, and claim she's a woman? Well, it is simply because they desire to be friends with the world who has decided that he is a she and should be called Caitlin. The church has made a conscious decision to want to be friendly with that world.
Enmity with God, right?
Calls itself the church have made themselves the enemy of God. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. They made themselves the enemy of God.
Enmity with the world. Right? That's what it says. Enmity with the world is enemy with Christ. Friendship with the world. I'm sorry. Come on in, Tony, quickly. I'm looking for something. Hang on.
Coach, it's your coin phrase. Evangelifish.
Evangelifish.
That's how everything went to hell.
That's right, brother. Love, love, love. All you need is love. La, 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 la. Or Rodney King. Why can't we all just get along? A gospel according to Rodney King. Isn't that where we are? Patrick Henry said, I'm looking for it. I can't find it. Patrick Henry said, if I should hold my peace at this time, I would be guilty of tyranny. Treason, he said. Against the God of the universe, who I adore above all, heavenly king, whatever it is. I'm looking for it here. Come on in. Whose turn? Let's see. Craig, come on back in here.
I put this in the chat, Coach. You have a beautiful young girl who looks in the mirror, sees herself fat, and she's only 80 pounds dripping wet, Karen Carpenter syndrome. You send tell her you're living in a false reality. We let him look in a mirror, sees a woman, and we endorse it. What's the difference?
What's the difference, Craig?
It's the everything battle of the mind. It's
everything we're seeing
the
is the church's fault. Everything we see is the church's fault. Everything we see is the church's fault. Vinny, come on in here.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I want to tell you what kind of warriors you got in here. They're covering your six. We don't let nothing screw with you, brother. I'm going to tell you right now. Hey,
well, I don't care. What the heck? I'm just telling the truth. Hey, right. Vinny, can I tell you the truth, Vinny? I'm more worried about my Christian friends than I am the enemy.
Well, that's the problem, right? The people who profess to be your friends, that's the problem. They're not, you know, you got serpents in the garden, brother.
Well, it's part. Listen, they're confused. They've been taught to love. Who are you to judge? Peace. Hey, Bible says you cry peace when there is no peace. Yeah, what are we talking about? Thanks, Vinny, for coming in there. Who hadn't been in here yet? Everybody's been in. Randy, come on in.
Coach, I was one of those love preachers for a while. You know, I had to repent, Coach. But this message, this is the message for our nation. You're preaching it, Coach.
I know I am. I know.
The only way they can get out of that is if we tell them. And, Coach, you tell them because you have the courage to stand up. Coach, I tell them every day because I take the courage. I don't like to be persecuted. I don't like to be rejected. But, Coach, that if we don't love Jesus, love God more than we love the world, we won't stand up. And we are calling out the church with this message to stand up. And if we love God, we will stand up. If we love the world, we won't. It's just that simple, Coach. That's what we need to tell them. Look them in the eye and tell them the truth.
That's right, man.
That's love. That's love. That's not hate. That's love.
Who are you loyal to, brother? Who are you loyal to? I found it. I'm sending it over. Who else? Somebody. Rich Wallace. Come on in here, Rich. I'm working.
Titus 1:16. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but their actions, they deny him. They are detestable and disobedient and unfit for doing anything good.
Come on in, Mark Trump. Amen, Rich. And then Gary Dunlap. Go ahead, Mark.
So Hannity let a wolf onto his set.
Do you think I can get on there, Mark? You think I can get on there?
I don't know. He wouldn't need a shepherd. He'd probably bring his shepherd's hook out if you were on there.
They bring on Robert Jeffress.
So you got all these churches letting the wolves in, the LGBT and all the wolves sitting there in the church. Right. So that's really what's going on, is that's what's undermining our church, or the wolves. And even in the flock in the queue yesterday, there was a wolf in the flock. And you know what blew his mind? He couldn't keep his mouth shut. It was the apple wormer, Coach. It was the apple flavored wormer. He's like, hold on. I can't take that. I just can't accept that. He outed himself over the apple flavored wormer.
Yeah.
And the thing is you that apple wormer dewormed the queue. It removed the worm, Coach. It worked.
You mean ivermectin? Ivermectin.
Ah. Amen. It works. That stuff works. We dewormed the queue with it. All you had to do is show it.
Look at this, folks. Thanks, Mark. Hey, make that bigger on the screen. This is the way I feel today, folks. This is Patrick Henry's speech. I've been looking for it all morning. First paragraph, last sentence. Folks, are you ready? Should I keep my opinions? Last paragraph, down to bottom, Spence. I want to highlight it so everybody can see this. Hey, folks, this is courage. This is what bravery looks like, folks. This is what bravery looks like. No, I'm sorry. First paragraph, I said it wrong. First paragraph, last sentence. Should I keep my opinions? Down at the bottom, Spence. Highlight it if you can. Should I keep my opinions? No, right there. Yeah! Should I keep my opinions at such a time through fear of giving offense? I should consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country and an act of disloyalty toward the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. Boys and girls, is that it or is that not it? Is that it or is that not it? I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how many sodomites like me. I don't care. I don't care. I don't hate them. I have nothing personal against them, but that homosexual sodomite agenda is destroying our children and our grandchildren. And for me to hold my peace at this time, I should consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country as an act of disloyalty towards the majesty of heaven,
right,
which I revere above all earthly kings. Somebody Boom. Say amen. That's it.
Boom.
Amen. Amen, coach. Good job. Keep it up.
I will.
Thank
that
you.
That wasn't said in a church, boys and girls. That was said in Congress. That was said in a group of politicians, boys and girls. Not my general friend across the aisle, the gentleman from Connecticut. No. He stood up and said, listen, I'm loyal to one person, and it's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I will not love what he hates, but I will hate what he hates. I'll love what he loves, and I'll hate what he hates. That's how I know that I am his follower. What is wrong with us, friends? What's wrong with us? Oh, I'm all over today, man. It's like, what is that? I'm like those things they spread in the clouds today. That's what I'm doing today. I'm seeding the clouds today, baby. Huh? Go ahead, Jeff.
I remember years ago, Pastor Bill used a sermon on the little yellow school bus and one-way ticket to hell, if you're putting your kids on it. So now the world has crept into church, and all the so-called religious people have just thrown God under the bus. The King of Kings, they threw him under the bus for the bus to haul the little kids straight to hell.
Demonic chemtrails. Gary, come on in. Demonic chemtrails. That's what we're dealing with.
Two scriptures to keep in mind, slightly paraphrasing. Judgment begins at the house of God. And secondly, if the righteous can scarcely be saved, what will the heathen do?
Well, Gary, once saved, always saved, dude. Love everybody. All you need is love. La, 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 la. Gospel according to John Lennon. That's the gospel in most of our churches. You don't have to say amen. I don't need your amen to be right. Sorry, I'm telling you the truth. Should I keep my opinions back at such a time through fear of giving offense? I should consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country and an act of disloyalty toward the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. Anybody with me on this one? Anybody in this boat with me?
Amen.
Trying to destroy my grandbabies. And the church is telling me to love them as they destroy my grandbabies. Unbelievable.
Hey, coach.
Yes.
1 Timothy 1:18-19. This command I entrust to you, Dave. David, Dale, Randy, Mark, right? Craig, yep. This command I entrust to you in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith.
Amen.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Huh? Yeah. I'm feeling it today. We're going to do a show tomorrow. It's going to be like something you've never seen. John Diamond and I are driving down to Tennessee tomorrow. We're going to do a show from the road. If you can believe that, we're going to be rolling south on the show on the road. Now, listen, friends, listen. If you cannot see how the Lord is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. If you can't see how Jesus Christ himself is firebombing or nuking conservatism right before your eyes as pretend salt, if you can't see it, baby, I don't even know what to tell you, folks. Hey, what does that say? So throw it back up there. But Thomas, Put Patrick Henry back up there as I close out today's show. I close it out. Gwen Jackson, come in real quick, Gwen. New voice. Come on in. Hurry up. I mean to yell at you. Yes, I do. I mean, unmute yourself, Gwen. Should I? Go ahead.
That's Wes.
Wes, go, Wes. He can't. Should I keep back my opinions because I'm afraid of the LGBTQRSTUD movement? Should I keep back my opinions because I'm afraid of my denomination? If I should keep back my opinions because I'm worried about what my nieces and nephews might think? If I should keep back my opinion because I'm worried about everybody I go to church with and what I might think? If I should keep back my opinion at such a time as this through fear of making them mad, not liking me, then I should consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country and an act of disloyalty towards the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Amen.